Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Doug Lamorese here with your headlines for Ohio State football for the week of June 18th. You can listen to the podcast. We would love it. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. Find Buckeye Talk wherever you find podcasts and try the text 614-350-3315 for a free trial now. Five headlines on the Buckeyes. Senate Bill 187 unanimously passed the Ohio Senate on Wednesday. That is Ohio's name, image, and likeness bill, which is going to allow college athletes to make money. That had passed unanimously out of committee the day before. Now it's going to go through the Ohio House of Representatives. Listen, you don't need to know all the specifics because it's going to pass. Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. Find me the politician, the legislator in Ohio that is going to vote against Ohio State football. Every state in the union is passing one of these up over well into the teens that are passing these name, image, and likeness bills. The NCAA is working on it. Federal legislation is coming eventually. This is going to pass. So, again, this is like the one thing left that politicians can agree on. So, that's what's going to happen. It is going through the process, but it's going to get passed, and it's going to become law in Ohio very soon. You can keep reading about it at cleveland.com/OSU. And, again, this is going to allow Ohio athletes at Ohio State and any other college to make money on endorsements and, you know, not be bound by the current situation, which acts like making a couple bucks from an endorsement is the worst thing an amateur athlete can do. I'm Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. Where's former Ohio State cornerback Tyreek Johnson going? He's going to Nebraska. Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. Former five-star corner, never really found a role for the Buckeyes. He's staying in the Big Ten, which is good. Listen, we're going to see more Ohio State football players transfer and stay in the Big Ten in future years because you're going to find athletes who like a lot about the Big Ten. They're just not quite good enough to play at Ohio State or something just didn't quite go their way in Columbus. So the Big Ten now allows undergraduate athletes to transfer within the conference without sitting out a year. Listen, we're in the world of athletes no longer having to sit out a year. The NCAA passed that rule. Conferences allowing transfers within the conference was the last little piece of that. The Big Ten has gone to that, as all the other conferences have. Player freedom, and so this will not be the last time. You may see Ohio State quarterbacks wind up as opponents in the Big Ten, defensive ends, but right now it is a cornerback, Tyreek Johnson, transferring to Nebraska. That means he might be playing against the Buckeyes when Ohio State plays at Nebraska on November 6th. I'm Doug Lamorese of Cleveland.com. Braxton Miller and Troy Smith, great Ohio State quarterbacks, now working together maybe to bring like a high school football academy kind of situation to Ohio. IMG Academy in Florida is kind of the type of school they're talking about. They're in discussions. They'd like to buy part of the campus of Urbana University in the Dayton area. It's a Division II school, closed in 2020. And if they could do that, they could create this high school that would be like a sports powerhouse and would draw athletes from around the country to come here, to come there, and go to high school and play. So it's that kind of prep school atmosphere. We see it at in places like Florida and some other, you know, warmer weather places. Could it work in the Midwest? Braxton Miller and Troy Smith might be the guys to try to see if it could do it. So listen, you know, might be a little bit of a long shot, but it's kind of an interesting idea to think about. And if you got Miller and Smith behind it, maybe you got a chance for it to work. To read about that and everything else with Ohio State football, check out cleveland.com/OSU. Justin Fields named Ohio State's Male Athlete of the Year. And honestly, I mean, who else is going to win the thing? Listen, there's lots of great athletes at Ohio State. We know that. But, you know, I mean, come on, it's a football team. So third straight Ohio State football player to win that award. Ohio State announced it this week. 2018, Dwayne Haskins. 2019, Chase Young. 2020, Justin Fields. Now Fields will go on as Ohio State's representative, and he is their nominee potentially for the Big Ten Male Athlete of the Year. Fields already named the Offensive Player of the Year, Quarterback of the Year in the Big Ten for what he did in 2020, named the Chicago Tribune Silver Football Award winner for basically the Big Ten MVP in 20, and now has a chance to be, for the Big Ten, the Male Athlete of the Year. That will be announced on July 13th, but for now, at the very least, Justin Fields named Ohio State's Male Athlete of the Year. To read about that and everything else, check out cleveland.com/Buckeye Talk. Preseason All-American teams coming out. Don't mean much, but they're, you know, good context for what expectations are coming into the 2021 college football season. Three Ohio State players named first team preseason All-Americans: receiver Chris Olave, offensive tackle Thayer Munford, defensive tackle Haskell Garrett, preseason first team list. Listen, I don't know. I mean, Olave and Garrett Wilson, the two receivers for Ohio State, very close. Olave a year older. I'll be curious to see how the rest of some of these teams shake out. Wilson certainly neck and neck there with Chris Olave. I think some schools, some teams may not want to, you know, have both receivers be Ohio State guys. But frankly, I think coming into the year, the two best receivers in the country are Ohio State's top two receivers in Chris Olave and Garrett Wilson. But this team, on offense, left tackle Thayer Munford, receiver Chris Olave. On defense, Haskell Garrett. Three first-team All-Americans. Pretty good for the Ohio State Buckeyes. To read all about Ohio State football, check out cleveland.com/Buckeye Talk and listen to our Buckeye Talk podcast 5 days a week.